You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in.
What's up, my friend? Welcome back to this week's episode. I am sitting down with Olivia Corinne this week, and a few of the things that we dive into in this episode is how you can begin to make a change in your career before things get too bad, before they get too messy, how you can start to approach that before it's too late to do something in your life. That's one of the things we talk about. Another thing we talk about is why your health, your relationships, and every other area of your life may be dramatically impacted because you stay in a job that you don't like. And we also talk about how you can take the next step with less risk. All right, so we dive into many different things in this short but sweet episode, and I think you'll really enjoy this one too. Olivia's real raw, real vulnerable about where she is in her process of finding her own direction, and I think you're going to get a lot and lot of beautiful insights from this episode. So we are going to dive right in. If you haven't yet, please make sure you like, subscribe to us so that we can hang out with you every single week, and without further ado, here we go. Olivia Corinne, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So as we kick this thing off, I would love it if you could give our listener kind of a little bit of an idea of just like who you are, what you do, and just, you know, fill us a little bit in on you and your world.
Yeah. Well, when you asked me to be on the show, I'm like, wow, I'm the most like normal human. I don't even know what I have to offer to this space. But my name is Olivia, and I started creating content about 9 years ago when the influencing thing was kind of starting on Instagram. Yeah. And I was like, I want to be it wasn't an influencer though. You know, it was just like taking photos.
Right.
And so I looked at my boyfriend and I said, hey, do you want to go do photos? Like, you have a camera. He's like, sure. And then just never stopped after that point. And I started kind of doing the whole like blogging, like fashion thing. And then I was, you know, working at back-to-back jobs that were literally soul sucking. And I was like, okay, what can I do to get out? I'll do anything to get out of this situation, but obviously I need to be smart and make money.
Yeah.
We kind of just kept doing content, and every day I would go to work and I would listen to podcasts, and I was like, I want to do that. I'm going to start a podcast. And so started a podcast, and that was shortly after I had quit my job without security. So I didn't do it the smart way. And I was just like, let's start a podcast. And then after that, I'm like, I need a little more security. So I'm like, let's film weddings. And my boyfriend's a DP, so he has his own production company. So I'm like, you can teach me and you'll be my second shooter. And so then I started filming weddings. I started in 2020. So, you know, like the best year ever to start a business.
For real. Not at all.
And after that point, there's been a lot of ups and downs, but I'm still kind of doing all of those things just in different ways. And there's been a lot of pivoting, but overall, I think I just create a massive amount of content. Really?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I know one thing you guys talk about on your own podcast a lot is like silver lining.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what was like the silver lining for you through all of this last, what that was 9 years ago when you started creating content till today, and kind of going through this process of like continuously finding direction in your life? What would you say is like one of the biggest silver linings you've had in that?
I think just understanding that this actually is the greatest time to be alive, and we can really just do anything we want. And it's like, it doesn't really matter who you are, where you came from, you have the possibility to be what you want to be and do what you want. And a lot of times I think the people that don't do that are honestly just making a lot of excuses, even though it's really, really hard. But sometimes you just have to like jump out of the nest and be like, I hope my wings grow really fast because this is scary, but like, I'm going to do this because I have the ability. Like if I was born 50 years ago, especially as a female, I wouldn't have the ability to do what I'm doing now. And that's just like a really cool perspective to wake up and be like, all right, let's do this. I don't want to go work here, so let's do this, you know?
Yeah. It's like one of the quotes I've heard, I don't know, it was maybe 10 years ago, but it was like, the only limitations are the ones that you put on yourself, right? It's like the only walls that are created in your life are the ones you're self-imposing on yourself. So if you feel you're stuck, or if you feel you can't figure it out, it's like there's some sort of walls that are up that you need to pull down so you can look at the situation differently.
Oh, 100%. And we all have things, you know, and some people have a lot more obstacles, and I totally respect that. But I think really, like, if you make the right sacrifices and you make the right goals and you have non-negotiables in your life, you can do it. And it's going to be really, really hard. And I think that's where it is. It's just like not giving up, learning to pivot and take constructive criticism, but also drown out all the noise around you, because everyone is going to be telling you to do the wrong thing. So you have to go with what you want to do and stop listening to the people around you. I mean, that was also huge for me.
Preach.
I'm just like, I don't care, whatever, like, stop telling, like, first of all, why do you care? Second of all, let me do my thing. And if you can just do your thing, then no one can really stop you, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful gift to give to yourself, to say, what do I want, and pursue it rather than allowing all the noise to guide you, because you're the only one who really knows where you should go. So you gotta listen to yourself. And so I'm curious, if we go back in your life a little bit to when you mentioned this point in your life, you're working two jobs, realizing that you don't like it, but staying in that sort of space of, I don't like this, but I'm staying here. Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to share kind of what, like, more or less, I don't know, like, what was like the punch in the gut or the face? Because I'm certain there's someone listening to this right now and they're thinking, yeah, like, I can relate. I'm in a job that I don't really love, whether it's one or two jobs like yourself. But sometimes it's easier said than done to leave. And I think, you know, for a lot of the people, it takes going past where you enjoy to finally, like, actually make it. You know, it's
totally.
Like there's a story I heard once, and it was of this kid's like walking past a porch, and there's an old man on the porch, and he has like his dog there, and the kid came over to like pet the dog. And as he started petting the dog, he realized that there was like a nail in the dog's paw. And so the little kid, just being a little curious, like 5-year-old, was like, hey, sir, like, you know, there's a paw in your, or a nail in your dog's paw. Like, why isn't he getting up? And the old man goes, well, I guess it doesn't hurt bad enough. And I think that's sometimes what we do to ourselves in life, right? Is we go, I got this nail in my hand, I hate this job.
Totally.
But if it doesn't hurt that bad, we're willing to settle for like not a really happy life. So for you, what was that kind of moment where the needle or the nail sitting in the paw turned to more, where you had to do something?
Yeah, that story is so good. I'm going to take that and use it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, so I went to college out of high school, like everyone. And then I was in college for a year and a half, and I was like, this is so dumb. I'm dropping out. And not that everyone should do that. I mean, I think we can do almost everything without college now, except for like, if you're a doctor, like, please indulge in education.
Don't YouTube brain surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, you probably could do it, to be honest, but let's not go there. And when I came home, it was kind of just like survival. It was like, okay, I'll go be a server. Like, servers make money. Let's do this. And I want to be clear, I think everyone should work in some sort of hospitality or food, and it's like serving industry. Like, I learned so much about myself. I learned how far I can push myself. I also learned how to just interact with other humans. And I also learned what I don't want. And I was like, I don't want a boss. I can't do it. And, you know, a lot of times I'm like, my ideas are so much better than yours. Oh, but this isn't my business. And I have no business telling you what to do with yours.
I
would do that a lot. And I would work myself up all the way up to a leadership position. And then I would want to, you know, make it my own. And I think at a certain point, they were like, you can't do that. And I'm like, whatever, your loss. But I think for a long time, I pushed myself to this extreme point where, towards the last month of me working at this coffee shop, I was so physically sick. I had a fever of like 105, and I was going into work because I was scared to not go in, and I was scared I was going to get in trouble. And I just wanted to put in my best effort. And in hindsight, I think I was a total monster when I look back, because I was just so drained at what I was doing. And yeah. I had an interaction with, you know, somebody in charge, and I was like, I think I had kind of like an outer body experience where I was like, this isn't my life. You can't talk to me like that. This is coffee. This is so dumb. What am I doing? I'm leaving. And again, it was, I wouldn't recommend this to everyone, but I really did leave without any security, because I was like, I'm literally dying doing this. I can't do it anymore. I know I have a lot of creativity, and so I'm going to get out and I'm going to try to be creative and make my own money. So I would say the nail in my paw was honestly just being walked all over, and then going, really, what's important in life? Is this important? Because if I got told tomorrow I was going to die, would I be happy that I'm working in this environment? No, I would be so upset. Yeah. I only had 24 more hours, you know?
For real.
You got to pay your dues 100%, and you have to learn how to have responsibility. But really, I think we take life so seriously without understanding, like, what would you do if you got diagnosed with cancer tomorrow? And like, seriously, what would you do? And I think when I hit that point, I was like, all right, we're going to figure this out, and I can always go back to work. Worst case scenario, I walk to a Starbucks and I get a job.
Yeah.
So if that's my worst case scenario, I am privileged and I'm going to go for it, you know?
Yeah. And it's such a, like, I hope everybody heard that word. I think sometimes in our head we can say, well, if I leave, everything's going to fall apart if I don't make it. But the reality is, you could probably go to another company and get hired for the skills you have, right?
Like, totally.
You're not going to all of a sudden die and, you know, lose your life. And I think another really interesting thing you pointed out is this sort of like reality that begins to happen when you do something that you don't really enjoy. With every continued day that you do it, in week, and especially if it's months and years, it slowly like has this dribble effect into other areas of your life, right? Where it's like, one day you're like, oh, I just like don't like my job. And then you go and you like hang out with friends, or you work out, or you do whatever. And then like after a month of it, you're like, I don't like my job. And then you get home and you're like, I don't really want to like exercise. And you know what? I'm actually not going to really eat healthy. And then after a few months of it, it's like, you know, I'm not even going to go see my friends, because, and you just have like no energy to do anything in your life. And then you're just like this blob of a human that's not who you are at your essence. But because you don't like this job and you're doing something you don't love, it's turned you into this like other not pleasant version of who you are.
Oh, totally. I remember when I saw one of my employees, it was like a few months after, and I heard through somebody else that he went like, that's Olivia. She seems so different and like happy. Mm. And to me, I feel like I'm always as pleasant as can be. But when I look back, when I look back, I'm like, I was so unhappy because I knew I was wasting away. And, you know, of course I had to like make amends with a lot of people, but I think it was such a good learning curve to be like, yeah, stop doing that to yourself. Like, stop living for your cruise once a year and for the boats and the toys that you want. Because guess what? You can get those later if you really want them, but you do not need those. And like, making sacrifices will create good stress and not bad stress. And that was huge for me. Like, I'm stressed now, but it's like good stress and it's privileged stress. But when I was in that space, I was like, there's no point to existence. I don't even know what I'm doing. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening that can agree. And you just got to make a plan and you just got to do it. Just go for it. Yeah.
Just jump, right?
Just jump.
And the worst thing that happens is you fall on the ground and you realize, oh, it's actually only like 6 inches to the ground, not like 6,000 feet, right? And you go, oh, let me just get up from the 6-inch fall and go, you know, do what I was doing before. So it's interesting how sometimes we trap ourselves in our minds and think the consequences are going to be so much worse than they actually are. And so what's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps.
If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.
So as we go to your life, you eventually have this realization like, this is ridiculous. You're telling me how to run my life. If I, you know, got notice to die in 24 hours, this is not what I want to do with my life. And so what brought you to the realization of like, I want to be creative. I want to do stuff to use like the creative things that I have within me. Like what kind of gave you your next direction and your next step once you realized, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to do, how did you figure that piece out?
Yeah, I think it was kind of the same series of like, get up and walk and stumble, get up and walk and stumble. And it was kind of that same thing over and over, like that Lego you kept stepping on of like, oh, I didn't learn this last time. And you know, that, yeah. that big get up and walk was quitting my job. And then the next one was, I thought I was going to be so happy. Like when I got home, I thought I was going to be like the happiest version of Olivia yeah. there ever was. And I was literally like, what have I done? Because I was like, what's next? What do I do tomorrow? You know? And yeah. I think at that point it was kind of like, all right, it's go time. What can I do? And I just thought of every skill I had. And a lot of it, I'm so grateful for my boyfriend because he was able to not only teach me, but I could help him in yeah. work. And I think people discredit that so much. Like, it's not you that gets there. You have so many people that help you along the way, and you would not be there without certain people in your life. And I had a yeah. lot of support, but I also had to have a lot of self-awareness and be like, all right, do I need to start driving for DoorDash? Like, do I need to start doing these things? What do I need to do? Because I'm not going to depend on someone. And that was for me really big. So I was able to help him. And, you know, I have a knack for starting businesses that don't make money right away, like podcasting. And I was so passionate about it. And that was a lot of hurdles, you know. And then I was like, okay, I need to start a job that has consistent income. And that was filming weddings. And Arturo kept telling me that over and over. He's like, you can do it. And I'm like, yeah. I don't even have equipment. Like, I don't really know what to do. And then I just kind of booked a couple weddings and pretended like I knew what I was doing. And I'm like, it's like, here's a really good deal. I'll figure it out. You can help me.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, that those were like the biggest learning curves for me was you can figure it out. Like, you can Google and YouTube literally everything. Like, if I didn't know how to build a website, I would just type in like how to change color of button on Squarespace, blah, 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 you know, and it'll come up.
Literally,
people think it's so hard. And I'm like, you can actually Google anything and everything. Which again, I had Arturo helping me, but once I found my footing with weddings, that was really big. And to me, that was like a breath of fresh air to be like, okay, this might not be my passion for forever, yeah. but I'm good at it. I'm making money. And now this can fuel my other things. And so I think that's a huge thing for entrepreneurs is I get it. You don't want to, but which one do you not want to more? Serving a table or doing this other job? I think that for me was learning to pivot and not being too far from my ideal goal, but just being there enough to feed my ideal goal and going as hard and honestly, like doing the absolute best I could do in every job I had was like, yeah. what can I do to go above and beyond? Because eventually the longer you do it, you eventually just start making money. I think yeah. anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think like two things to pull from that, I think that are really interesting is like one, like you said, there's an unbelievable aspect to having someone around you when you're going in like, you know, through a storm in your life, we'll call it for yeah. lack of a better term. But it's like when you're going through this like messy aspect of your life, and we all have these parts of our life, but it's harder to actually get a grasp and see really what's going on because you're in it. And it's like when your emotions are in that type of a place, it's like you just sometimes can't think clearly. So it's so important. It's so cool. You had your boyfriend, right, at the time yeah. to say like, hey, here are some of the things and kind of help that. It's, I think, a beautiful place to have that. And then also, I think one thing that's interesting, and I love how you said it's like, you may not want to do it, but what's the thing you don't want to do less? And I think a really interesting thing to like add onto that as well is what's something that if you know you want to go to entrepreneurship and you want to do that, and if you have an idea of what that is, what's something that you don't, like, you don't want to work for somebody, but where's somewhere you could go where you can grab a skill or some sort of an ability or a talent, like you can pick something up that's going to help you with your entrepreneurship endeavor. And then you may still not want to go do it, but now you have some income coming in, you're learning a skill, and then you can take those things and you can apply it to eventually what's hopefully going to become your full-time thing.
Yeah. And I mean, the more skills, the better. And like, when I look back at stuff I learned, like I learned how to podcast, which again, in turn helped me to learn how to do audio for wedding videos, you know, and that helped me. And then I learned how to film weddings. So then I learned how to use the equipment to be able to start filming our podcast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I learned how to build websites way back when. So now I'll take on random freelance jobs if I need to. And I think people underestimate that. Like, yeah, why wouldn't you take that job? Like, no, ideally, I don't want to go to Arturo's shoot and do this for him. But why wouldn't I do that? Because I have the skill. And obviously, ideally, down the line, you're not going to want to do that just for the sake of scheduling. But I think especially in your 20s and stuff, it's about making those sacrifices to do the things that you want to do, not getting the things that you really want, not going on vacations, not doing all those things, sitting back and going, I'm going to take all these little jobs and use all my skills so that I can continue to do what I love to do. And then you just know a ton of stuff too. And that's really powerful. Like, I know how to do everything, you know?
Yeah. It's so interesting too. Like, you know, just looking at the idea of short-term sacrifice where it's like, all right, for a few years, I'm going to like, you know, not go to the bougie restaurant and post it on Instagram because I look cool. I'm not going to, you know, buy the car that I don't need to. I'm not going to like, you know, spend money carelessly. And when you make those short-term sacrifices, even as picking up skills, right? You go, I'm going to work for this company, learn a few skills, that company. It's always been so fascinating to me how, you know, let's say you're in, you know, 20s, early 30s. It's like you have so much life left, you know, and it's like if you started, let's say, pursuing your life, well, just for easy numbers at 20, let's say, it's like by the time you get to 30, that's one decade of your professional life of probably at least 4 or 5 or 6 decades of like your professional life that you have. And it's like, there's so much more time, I think, than we realize that we have. It's like, there's a saying, it says, we oftentimes overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. And it's so, you know, interesting to look at, okay, well, if I just really like committed to something for 10 years, like, and sacrificed a little bit, how much you can actually get done.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times I'll listen to podcasts and it'll be like the entrepreneur who's not at the top of their game and they're making millions. And I'm like, easy for you to say, buddy, like you have everything you want. But, you know, for reference, it's like, I still live at home. I'm 29 and I chose to live at home with my mom because she's my roommate. And I'm not ashamed of that because why do I need to live alone? What is that for again? For like the societal view of it. So it's because it's like weird that I'm not. Or I still drive a really crappy car because I paid it off. And if I use that payment monthly to go towards my business, I can get a nice car when I'm in my 30s and that's okay. You know, and I think it's remembering, like, it's not going to be, like you said, bougie at the beginning. And it's going to be kind of like embarrassing and weird for a while, but you have to just choose. And I have found people really want toys over a lifetime of happiness. And I just don't think that's the move because it's just going to be like this very fleeting happiness in those moments. And then you're going to realize you have all these payments monthly and then you actually don't have an opportunity to quit your job. And if you set yourself up to make sacrifices, then you can quit your job or pivot or get a different job or whatever it is.
Yeah. Would you say you're happier now than if you had your own place, but still worked, let's say, some of those other jobs that you didn't really like?
100%. I always tell people, why do you want a nice car if the only place you're going to drive is your job you hate? Why do you want a house if you're never going to be in your house because you're working at a job you hate? It doesn't make sense to me. So why wouldn't I just work hard now in my 20s to eventually hopefully get a house I actually like and want that I'm working from? And then I can have the car I want because I was able to pay it off and be smart with my money. And I don't know. I think people really need to think about how much time they're actually spending at their job and if they're the best version of themselves, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a large chunk of your life that you spend working. If you're doing something you hate, you know, I think it's a good moment for anyone listening that's in that space to realize, okay, there's a nail in my paw, and asking yourself, like, what is it going to take for you to say, I'm not willing to settle for this anymore. I'm not willing to do this anymore. And, you know, maybe you don't need to wait for that necessarily. Like, maybe you can do something today to make it so, you know, you jump before the nail goes through your paw, right? And use that as a little sign to make a move now. And so, Olivia, it's been an absolute honor to have you on the show. I appreciate you sharing your story with us, some of the twists, the turns, all those things. And I'm curious, you know, if anybody wants to see more of what you're up to, what you're doing. I know you have a podcast yourself. So where is the best place for people to go find you and see everything that you're up to?
Yeah, you can follow me at Olivia Corinne. I'm actually in a season of rebranding, and I'm actually going to start posting next week. So everyone, this is good timing. And you can also listen to my podcast at the Salt and Pepper Podcast. And if you're getting married, I'm at Olivia Corinne Films. So you can find really everything in all of my bios. But yeah, thank you so much. This was super fun.
Absolutely. And one last question I actually have for you.
Yes.
And it's a question we ask all our guests because we believe in helping people find direction, but doing it through action.
Yes.
Is what would you say is one thing someone listening to this can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to start finding direction in their life?
I would get a piece of paper and a pen or your notes if you're more virtual. And then I would put down, what would you do if you could do it and make money? And then whatever that is, I would make pro and con of what it would take to get to that point. And if you look at the cons, and most of them are, I might make less money, or I might have to get a job, or whatever this is, look at those and then find the solution to them. Because there's always a solution to the negative aspects of what you're doing. And if you're at a spot where it's really tight, write out a 6-month goal and say, in 6 months, I am going to do whatever this thing is. What do I need to do to get to that point? And I think if you start writing things down, you will see it's not as impossible. It's not as overwhelming. And there are resources everywhere. But at the end of the day, you're just going to have to jump and just stop caring and just do it.
Love it. Awesome. Well, Olivia, again, thank you so much for being here. I massively appreciate you giving us your time and sharing your story today. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Congratulations, my friend, on crushing it through another episode here on Finding Direction. Make sure you give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause, because you are one of the few who is not willing to settle for less than a life that lights up your soul. And that is absolutely something to celebrate every single day. I want to say thank you for joining me and Olivia on this episode. I hope you got some value. I hope you got some nuggets, some perspective shifts, or maybe just some things that can help you make that small little shift in your life that can create a massive change in result, in quality of life, and quality of happiness. I hope you take some things from today and go act on those things. All right, other than that, I would always ask for your feedback. You know, I always love hearing from you on this show. So if you want to send me a message on Instagram, or even go to iTunes and leave us a review, a rating, let us know what you like, what you want more of, how we can be more of service to you and improving the quality of your life. And one of the things I want to share as well is one of the things, you know, Olivia mentioned in the episode is that when she went through this sort of period of her life where she was making a big transition, she had her boyfriend to lean on, right? She had someone to give her insights, give her, you know, shift the perspective of really what's going on and where she wanted to go. And one of the things I want to share as we wrap up today's episode is one of the things we do here at Finding Direction is we actually do coaching. And we do coaching directly around figuring out what you want to do with your life, getting more clear on your purpose. And so if you're someone who, you know, is feeling a little stuck, feeling just a little lost, or, you know, not really certain what that next step is in your life, we would love to have a conversation with you. I would love to have a conversation with you and kind of get an idea of where you're at in your life and how we may be able to potentially help. So if you have an interest in getting an outside perspective, if you have an interest in, you know, what would coaching look like and how could that serve me, all you need to do is you go to my Instagram. It's Stu Massengale, just like on the podcast cover. And there is a form there in the link in the bio that is all about a discovery call, where basically we can hop on a call for a little bit and get eyeballs on where are you and give you, you know, a little bit of helpful tips as far as what you can do next and see if coaching is something that makes sense for you. So if you want to do some work together, I would love to have a conversation with you and see how I can be of support and how I can help you as you make the transition into this next step of your life. Because remember, Just like we talked about on the episode, you are deserving of a life that you're excited about. You deserve a life that you love. You deserve to do something in your life that makes it so rather than every other area of your life suffering, every other area of your life does even better. Because when you do something you love, when you do something you enjoy, you have more energy. When you do something you love, your health is a little bit better. When you do something you love, you go make more of an effort to hang out with friends and have that part of your life be more full as well. When you do something you love, it amplifies every other area of your life. And so if I can be of support, if I can help you in that journey, I want to do anything that I can. So again, if you want to look into coaching, doing something with myself, I would love to support you in that journey. All you got to do is go to Instagram, go to the link in my bio, and we can schedule a short call where we get an idea of what's going on and how we can help. So go do that if you want. I look forward to having a conversation with you. And other than that, I hope you have, my friend, a beautiful, outstanding, unbelievable rest of your day. Remember to pick a piece of gratitude and center on that today because you have a beautiful life if you just look for it. So other than that, have a wonderful rest of your day, my friend. And I will talk to you on the podcast next time. Take care.